This show is very not safe for work. The works being read do not represent the views of the hosts or guests. This show is a roast and should not be taken seriously. Hey everyone, Steve-O here. Just wanted to let you know that we recorded this episode about a week and a half before professional Hearthstone player Blitzchung got banned by Blizzard for making statements about justice in Hong Kong. Us reading any fanfiction from Blizzard Activision does not mean that we support the company at all, or China, and both Blizzard Activision and Xi Jinping can impolitely get fucked. Enjoy! Suddenly, Mercy and Anna stumbled into the bedroom drunk. They were aggressively and passionately kissing each other, not noticing the monkey and Brit's present. Logan and Sean, I need you to both make massively making out noises.
Logan.
Wait a minute, you're fucking taco, bro.
So, Steve, here's what you do. Take that audio, bump it really low so it's ASMR quality, and then just leave it in, but don't explain this part.
All right, I'm gonna do dumb David face, Matt face, Goro, and then a fireball. Does that work?
Perfect.
Coming to the Mayorhof for 37 weeks only. This summer, Night Horse Media brings you the sensational, groundbreaking new performance piece that is taking the world by storm. Cirque du Fanfiction, Mouthword Mysterio. This tantalizing spectacle will titillate all your sensory organs. You will be stunned from start to finish as your entire being is assaulted by the majesty of over 2 hours of combined high-flying acrobatic displays, acting out erotic fan literature as performers recite it. Featuring special guest Gritty, the Fort McMurray Fire, the Ouya, a damaged rice paddy, and the Royal Academy of Quebec Square Boobs dance team, Cirque du Fanfiction Mouthword Mysterio is an experience not to be missed. Get your tickets now at FridayNightFanFiction.com for the event of a lifetime.
Next time you hear me, we will be live. Get sexy.
I'm already sexy, baby.
David, get sexy. Sean, get sexy for David.
You went to get a drink.
God damn it.
No, don't get sexy for me. That's something only my wife gets to do. Hey, Logan, on a scale of 1 to 10, how good is this meme?
It's okay.
That's not on a 1 to 10 scale. You failed the assignment.
I would say a 4.
That's harsh, man. Oh, here's a question for you folks who are tuned into the internet. Have any of you guys seen any experts of the Nostalgia Critic's magnum opus, The Wall?
I heard people talking about it.
I do not watch him anymore.
I didn't even realize the Nostalgia Critic was still a thing, considering, like...
It's barely.
Oh, yeah, he's got ardent fans.
Yeah, those fans are, like, super into him, and I can't understand why, because goddamn...
Who into who?
The Nostalgia Critic.
Oh, why are we talking about him?
Dave brought it up.
The reason why we're talking about him, Steve, is because recently he put out a review of The Wall.
I honestly haven't even seen any posts from Channel Awesome for about a year and a half.
And you're blessed because of it.
Good.
However, it is important in our culture to know when something is so terribly bad it transcends the already badness that this... Channel Awesome people had. I'm sure you've seen The Wall. You seem like somebody who's an aged rocker.
I mean, oh, well, first of all, there's a difference between being a hipster and aged. I am, well, halfway to becoming both.
Yeah.
I've seen parts of The Wall and then got bored and walked out and came back in later. So I've seen some of the animation. I've seen some of the live action. Not a whole coherent thing. I think it's overrated, personally.
I would agree with you, but that's only because I don't like Pink Floyd's music. I can get behind the song The Wall, or I guess it's colloquially known as The Wall Part 2, but The Wall movie has still a lot of artistic merit because of what it's supposed to represent. The Nostalgia Critic didn't fucking catch any of that subtle nuance. He's just like, oh, look at the fucking thing! It's crazy! I can't believe it! I'm the Nostalgia Critic!
It's almost as if Doug Walker is in the room with us right now. That's just a perfect impression!
What's that about your truck?
David, do the review in your dying raccoon roommate voice.
Oh.
Hello, I'm the Nostalgia Critic. I'm a member of Assuming You Don't Have To. Today we're looking at Pink Floyd's The Wall.
There you go.
Dave, give me a little less ugly one, a little more dying raccoon.
Oh.
Today we're looking at the...
Oh, snap, something went wrong.
Oh, shit, I never actually loaded on WeCaster.
Great job.
Fuck. Oh, wait, I don't have a non-WeCaster link. You never gave
yeah,
one.
Yeah, you do.
It's in Staff Chat.
It's in Staff Chat, like it always is.
Man, I am in Staff Chat. Oh, wait, never mind. It's the Charmish fucking link.
Yeah.
Yes, the one that says on WeCaster in the link.
After, like, part two of the URL...
You're not the
URL critic. I remember it's you don't DNS.
This is Friday Night Fan Fiction, where we talk about tech support and make fun of social media icons who may or may not have fallen from grace. I am your host, Steve-O.
Social media icon? Is he really?
He was.
He was.
Many years ago.
I mean, yeah, before the incredibly large amount of turds hit that fan.
Joining me tonight, as usual, are David, also played by Dying Raccoon.
Hello.
Logan, played by Muppet Val.
Hi.
Sean, played by... What voices do you do?
Muppet Val.
Sean, also played by Muppet Val.
Hey, guys.
He does Sonic really well.
Whoa, chili dogs.
And Val,
indeed.
Who does Muppet Val?
Hi.
Oh, it's perfect. There we go. So we've got a choice. We can either start reading an Overwatch fanfic or we can continue reading Mass Effect Milk Madness.
Are we just not gonna finish Mass Effect?
I don't care about the Mass Effect.
I used to care about Mass Effect and then the series got real poopy.
With Andromeda?
All right, so Overwatch it is. This is Monkey Business by Vextrack. And just a reminder early on in the episode that our first FNF meetup will be October 25th through 27th in Owings Mills, Maryland at the Hampton Inn. So if you're interested in getting more information about that, drop by our Discord, check out our Facebook, look on our Twitter, check out our Friendster, look at our live journal, add us on ICQ, whatever works for you. In fact, I don't even know if Logan knows what ICQ is because it predates his birth year.
Isn't that some kind of messaging thing? I don't fucking know.
Yeah, you'd ask people for ICQ digits instead of their phone number, and nobody cared.
Is the BBS.
There's a grumpy doggo.
Where?
In the stairs.
Oh, well, good for him. He can't do anything right now, sorry.
Well, tell him that.
Grumpy dog, you can't do anything! I swear if there's more grass in the fucking family room. Starting us off tonight will be Logan.
Yeah, shit. I was in the middle of a business thing.
Starting us off tonight will be Logan.
Give me a sec.
Hi, my name is Logan. I remember it's you don't Logan.
I was busy fucking submitting for panels, you fucks.
That is a business thing. We're not a venture. We don't have any capital.
What's a business thing?
It's a business thing.
All right. Monkey business. Story, monkey business. Story link. HTTPS :// /u/9483361/. Last updated August 18th, 2017. Words 2083.
Word.
Rating M. Status complete. Content chapter 1 to 1 of 1 chapters. Source fanfiction.net. Summary. A love story between Tracer and...
Winston?
Hi there.
Hello.
Hi.
Yeah, technically Tracer is gay in canon, but fuck you. Also, how is it bestiality if we evolve from apes? Chapter 1, Monkey Business.
The Overwatch team just had completed their most important mission.
They took down Osama bin Omnic.
Wow.
Okay. Come on, man.
Not even half trying.
Wow, that was lowbrow. By far, their most challenging yet. The mission was accomplished by Winston's intellect, if I do say so myself. Tracer's reflexes and abilities. Torbjorn's amazing engineering skills and knowledge of technology.
He has a hammer.
He just builds turrets.
I can drink lava.
He doesn't drink lava, though.
He does.
No, he doesn't.
He literally does.
Cite your source.
Well, in one of his skins.
Okay, I'll pull up a gif of the fucking game. How do you spell Torbjorn?
It's Tjorborn.
Tjorborn.
Yeah, sure. That's I spelt Tjorborn. It definitely did not bring up the thing I wanted.
Oh, well, then that sounds like your Google is messed up, homie.
That sounds like a you problem, not an us problem.
Torbjorn drinks lava.
Oh, God damn it. Okay, the dog absolutely needs to go out. You guys go ahead. After Logan's going to be Val, after Val is going to be Sean, and after Sean's going to be David.
Logan, read really slow so he doesn't do anything.
Ugh.
First, I got to post a read 'em and weep, my buddy. Read 'em and weep.
All right, let's look at this real quick.
It's also an amazing play of the game.
That's not lava.
It's literally lava.
That's molten steel, homie.
Yeah.
It's lava.
It's not lava, it's rocks.
Lava is molten rock.
Gotta say, it's not the same.
How does it feel to technicality?
And off with you.
Why?
He was right.
He was right. You're just being petty.
Look, if you want to leave me in the boo box, I'll stay in the boo box. It's fine. I got alcohol. I'm cool.
Yeah, we know you got alcohol.
Mercy's will to save everyone and to be as helpful as possible. And Reinhardt's beef and power. The celebrated with the locker room of the ship. Within the locker room of the ship. Cheerful laughter bellowing throughout the body of the ship.
Me turret.
Why is Torbjorn a pirate?
Because they wrote me turret. Not, he doesn't fucking talk like that.
Okay, fair play.
Arr, me turret. Nearly died three times that mission. I'm lucky I had me molten core.
Torbjorn said with exhaustion. Everyone gave Torbjorn.
Everybody.
Fuck. Everybody gave Torbjorn a mean glance, knowing he had 50 extra turrets on standby. Who's talking?
Not me.
Oh, it's me. Torbjorn, if you want, I could make a few modifications to your turret to make them extra powerful.
Hi there,
Winston said.
Hello?
He has always been a generous person, wanting to help out his teammate by using his inventions.
Oh, Winston, love! You're so kind!
Tracer piped up, the giddy Brit smiling wide at the gorilla, making him blush at her cuteness.
How can you see a monkey blush? Or rather, a gorilla. Ape.
Through his hair.
Yeah, you see my hair turn red. Thank you. Well, I mean, it is my job as a scientist. The nervous gorilla couldn't keep his cool around the woman of his dreams. He always had a crush on Tracer, and never got the courage to tell her his feelings. He thought she'd reject him just because he's a gorilla. But humans did... Shit. But humans did, after all, evolve from monkeys.
No, we've already done that.
All these standing around! There's celebration to be done!
Reinhardt's manly voice boomed through the entire room.
Moomed?
Making Mercy jump slightly from the sheer testosterone oozing from his voice. Tracer put on some music, and everyone got up to party. Winston called out to available Overwatch agents to come to the ship to help celebrate their achievement. Around 30 minutes later, the ship door opened, and the party arrived. It consisted of D.Va, Lucio, May, Genji, Soldier 76.
Are we literally just listing off the Overwatch characters? Is that what I came back to?
Yeah.
Reaper, Anna, and Roadhog.
What the fuck is Roadhog doing there?
Reaper is also not really a part of Overwatch.
No.
And neither is Soldier 76.
We were all soldiers once. Not anymore.
Now I'm gay. Totally hot.
Now I'm gay.
I don't
gay.
Think he is in canon.
No, he is. They made it canon.
They finally did?
Yep.
I just goes to show you how much people care about Overwatch lore that I didn't hear about that.
Oh, I only heard about it because people were outraged.
Yeah.
Good for them. Who cares?
I don't see why they're outraged.
The same people that got pissed that Tracer was canon lesbian because, oh my god, how dare you take away my waifu?
I mean, you could still have them as a waifu.
Like, we're reading a story where someone's waifu is Winston, so...
I don't care.
We're not gonna judge.
How dare you, sir? Winston is my waifu for life.
Give me your Winston body pillow.
I was about to go look up Winston Dakimakura.
Oh, that's like a giant beanbag.
Okay, this is not the Winston I was looking for, and also, why do you have...
Is it Winston from Ghostbusters?
Is it Winston Churchill?
No, it's a furry bunny.
Who's that?
I don't know. It looks like somebody's OC Do Not Steal. It's going in the shame bucket.
Nope, don't care for it. That's not me.
No, that's not you. Go ahead, keep reading.
They could finally get the party started. Lucio blasted his new album. D.Va streamed the entire party. May and Roadhog had a tea party. Genji told stories about his childhood with Reinhardt and Torbjorn.
This is a kid recounting the basic facts of these characters, and it's the only fact that the kid can latch onto. He's like, oh, Lucio play new album, D.Va stream, Genji talk about Japan. Ha ha ha.
Yep.
Hey, David, question for you.
What's up?
Do you have any audio recordings of yourself either pre or mid pubescence?
No, I don't exist prior to me being 22.
You were born fully adult.
Oh, your poor mother.
Hey, whatever. You're just mad I shot out when I was 6'4".
Wow. Just like an arrow out of her womb.
Yeah, that was in a Takashi Miike movie, I believe, but I digress. What did you sound like when you were prepubescent or midpubescent?
I don't know, just the same voice, but higher pitched?
Can you do that?
I don't know, maybe the same voice, but higher pitched.
Yeah, just, that is the person that you're implying wrote this, that's what they sound like.
Yeah, sure. They just sound like me prior to me being 22.
So in the womb at some point.
Exactly.
Mercy and Anna were getting extremely drunk, and Soldier was trying to make Reaper actually socialize. But Winston and Tracer were somewhere else. They were alone together in the bedroom area. Winston examined Tracer's chronal accelerator with intent, making sure nothing was wrong, and his favorite girl in the entire world would be safe. Well, it seems that everything is normal. Everything is operating at maximum performance.
Maximum, maximum.
Maximum, maximum.
Sorry.
Are you though?
Winston was proud of his invention. Tracer looked up at Winston and smiled.
I'm glad it's running smoothly, but it's a bother to always be wearing this little old hunk of junk. It gets in the way sometimes, especially when showering. My knockers are rather uncomfortable from time to time wearing this.
My knockers?
My knuckles.
Or badonkadonks.
Maybe she meant knickers.
Yeah.
No, she's referring to her breasts, as you'll know in just a moment when I say that she's referring to her breasts.
Tracer sighed. Winston blushed slightly at the thought of massaging Tracer's breasts. Then he remembered his new invention he made just for her. Uh-oh.
Winston forgot that he doesn't have full control over his pals and ended up throwing the shit right at Tracer.
No!
Alina, I forgot to tell you, but I was working on this project a while ago. It's a modified version of the chronal accelerator that is implanted into your hand.
Okay. I believe next was supposed to be Val.
Oh. Supposed to.
Yeah, go.
What if it's not me, though?
It is you. Talk. Go now.
Yeah, but what if it's not supposed to be
Val,
me after
it's
all?
You. Go. Stop worrying about your square knockers and go.
Can you really call them knockers if they are square?
I mean, they knock against each other in a comical fashion, so yes.
Yeah, they make metallic noises because they're made of square.
No, they're like wooden blocks.
Oh, it was like Glockenspiels.
Yes.
Or, oh, gosh.
It took a while to make it, but it's finally complete.
Now I'm kind of curious. Has anyone ever made a wooden bra? Let's find out.
Oh, I feel like that's a torture device.
Probably.
Well, I was just going to say I found square knockers.
Wooden bra. Yeah, it exists.
Oh, there we go.
Weird.
Wait, the
world is weird.
Never mind. This is just a sports bra with a wood pattern on it.
Oh, that's lame. Logan, you tease.
Oh, wow.
What?
Reclaimed floorboards, wood pattern sports bra at Amazon.
Yeah, I'm looking at the same picture.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah, hang on. Found it.
Wouldn't it be beautiful? Oh, that would be super heavy for the body. Like
Bodie McBra face.
I don't suggest that you wear a bra on your face. It's not as useful that way. Also, it blocks your vision.
Why would you write a crack fic involving Metallica, Iron Maiden, and Megadeth? I'm just wondering.
Why wouldn't you do that? That sounds awesome.
That's three of the lead thrash metal bands?
Holy shit, Kirk Hammett and Dave Mustaine get it on in this story. That must be a lot of anger sex, considering how Dave Mustaine was kicked out of Metallica.
God damn it.
Winston pulled out the small piece of technology and showed it to Tracer. Tracer was overjoyed with his invention. She could finally feel like a normal girl for once. I'll call over Dr. Ziegler to help install it. An hour later, the implant was complete. Tracer felt free. Her body no longer shackled by an anchor of metal electronics, and who knows what else. Winston, love, this is amazing. I feel so free. I feel normal again. Thank you so much. Tilda, exclaimed Tracer. She dashed over and hugged Winston. I was going to say Tinston, tightly, making the gorilla blush. She blinked into the bathroom to change. Yes, I'll finally tell her how I feel, thought Winston. Whitston? Yes.
Whiston.
Titston. He began to rock back and forth nervously as the thought of embarrassing himself at this moment may cost him his reputation. Tracer then emerged from the hallway. Ta-da! Winston was in awe. She came back wearing a loose baggy t-shirt that had Limp Bizkit printed on the front and a list of tour dates from 2016 on the back.
Were they still touring then?
Even now, I think they are, yeah.
Oh, what? Oh, God.
Yeah, those limp boys are always touring.
Speaking of, I finally was subjected to the Neil C. Soraga epic Shit.
Oh, no, that's a great song. What are you?
No, it's the worst fucking song I have ever heard that's a mashup. It's
are
so
you
bad.
Kidding me? No, it's fucking incredible.
No, it's not.
It takes you on a journey, Steve.
It takes me on a journey through the septic system and then into the shithole.
No, it's incredible, Steve.
Isn't it the other way around?
You're coming up from the ground. You and I may be best friends forever and ever, Dave, but I will staunchly disagree on you on this fact. I can't even English right now. Please continue, Val.
That's because you're just blinded by how so good the show is.
How so good, yes.
How so good.
So good.
Yeah, you heard me.
Her nipples ever so slightly noticeable on the lightly transparent shirt. Lightly transparent? Blightly transparent.
Yeah, yes. Are you reading for Steve Brzezinski's movie? Because I didn't need that many takes.
Ha!
Ha! Speaking of, Dave, did Steve enjoy your Liquid Snake performance?
Why, yes. Let me get his review real quick.
Was it just a big glowing image of his ass?
He said, "This liquid is great. Can you also do solid? I forget."
I mean, you just need to cool down. Outside of not being able to read transparent properly, if your shirt is lightly transparent and it's not white, just get better products.
Mm-hmm.
So sometimes the point is that it's lightly transparent. That's a whole kind of clothing. It's called sheer.
Yeah.
Yeah, but I don't think that Limp Bizkit sells that kind of shit.
Why would they not?
What kind of Limp Bizkit t-shirts are they selling at limpbizkit.com? Oh, their website is terrible.
I am not surprised.
Let's get back on track, though.
No, but I want to focus on Limp Bizkit now.
The shape of her C-cup breasts were obscured by the size of the shirt, two sizes too big. So it's a pajama. Her short shorts were rather tight and showed up her ass perfectly, but were slightly covered by the shirt. Winston couldn't help but stare in arousal at the small Brit.
Small little.
Oh, small little Brit. Sorry, thank you. So his eyes just got a hard on.
I'm sorry because I went to go find Limp Bizkit's t-shirts and there's only some sort of like side Etsy sale. And the title of the site is Limp Bizkit t-shirts. Keep rolling, 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 rolling.
For real?
Yes.
What you looking at? Oh, that's Fraser. Whoops.
No, that's Fraser's voice now. That's fine.
Okay. Tracer's voice finally broke the awkward silence. Her voice was like a sexy Oliver Twist.
No.
Y'all don't find Oliver Twist already sexy?
No.
Several things wrong with that, mister. I'm about to start a new job.
Yeah.
Listen.
My bosses would probably like to know my feelings about Oliver Twist being sexy.
What new job you got?
And that's about as much detail as I'm going to go into.
Johns Hopkins, they're the people who make the
medicals.
Yeah, that's the ice cream people.
Yeah, yeah, we make the ice creams.
The medical ice cream?
Yeah, the medical ice cream.
Yeah, no, they make the baby oil.
No, that's Johnson & Johnson, you fuck.
Are you saying you don't have two of them?
No.
I'm talking to Logan, who has two of them.
Oh, what the hell? Why does Thrive Ice Cream have a fucking section on healthcare and senior living?
Why not? Lena, what's the get up for? Winston finally managed to say, "It's rather promiscuous to say the least, but it looks good on you." Was so nervous to see Tracer wearing such revealing clothing around him. Blood began to flow into his genitals. Began? I'm worried it wasn't before. He hid his growing erection the best he could.
Not well.
Well, I just felt like wearing some liberating clothes, you know? Clothing? And love, there was something I wanted to tell you, Tracer said in a nervous tone.
I've spent all of our Overwatch money on Limp Bizkit t-shirts. It was a poor decision, I know.
She just wanted to make a king-size throw out of them.
Oh, here, I've made you this custom Fred Durst emblazoned throw pillow.
You squeeze it and it goes, yeah.
Well, another Dakimaka research commences.
Oh my god. Oh, Tracer said in a nervous tone, what I want to say to you is that I'm in love with you, Winston. I don't care that you're a gorilla on the outside, but on the inside, you're the perfect guy. Indeed.
Well, your is different than my It's really hard for me to believe that that's John Travolta and Fred Durst.
Fred Durst looks like someone took John Malkovich's head and photoshopped on his face.
Okay, I'm done. I'm done. I'm closing all the Fred Durst tabs.
Uh-huh.
So, did anybody actually see that Fanatic movie?
No.
No.
So, I've seen a scene from Fanatic in which two actors got paid to discuss how good Limp Bizkit used to be.
It sounds sad.
It is incredible.
Incredibly awkward, or?
No, they're like, yeah, man, the Limp Bizkit used to be the shit back in my day. And it goes on for like 3 minutes, man. And you feel every agonizing second of it.
Oh, man. I might rescind my suggestion that we should watch A Dirty Shame for next month's Patreon movie night and just suggest The Fanatic.
No, don't. It's fucking bad. Like, save that for TMT.
All right, fine. I'll save it for TMT and then also suggest it for the Patreon movie night.
I feel like it's Robo Vampire levels of bad.
Really? You're gonna... Okay, I know how you feel about Robo Vampire. You almost broke up your friendship with me over the fact that I gave you that in the most concealed box possible.
I don't know why. I think I still tricked my ex-wife into keeping it in the divorce. Wow. Like, she may have stolen all of the superhero movies, but you know what? I had the last laugh.
Because she got stuck with Robo Vampire.
She got stuck with Robo Vampire somewhere.
Please don't hate me now that I say this.
Please don't kill him. We haven't made love yet.
Winston's heart nearly stopped as she said that.
He died. End of fic.
Yeah, his dreams came true.
Lena, I was gonna tell you the same thing, Winston said with pride. I'm glad you said it first because, to be honest, I was quite nervous.
Winston thought it was dreaming for a minute. Tracer slowly walked over to Winston, building up anticipation for him.
Winston, love, I want you to fuck me!
Okay, so I've been saving this chestnut for the entirety of the show since I heard the premise of the program. Gorillas do not have very large penises.
No.
I'm betting. I'm like galaxy braining, and they're going to be like, oh, Winston's dick was immense, gargantuan, when actually they got like thumb dicks.
Yeah.
Yeah. I mean,
gorilla's erection is usually no longer than a single inch.
It's pretty tiny.
Yeah. Sorry, people.
But you know what? Tracer's not a size queen.
I'm sure she isn't, because she rubs up against clitorises. Does that joke scan?
I mean, some of those clitorises can get quite engorged, but I digress.
I mean, I've seen China's, so yes.
Oh, she died.
She did, but she had a very large clitoris, so...
I was about to say, she still had a clitoris.
Yeah.
Yeah, no, it's about to be the size of a forearm.
I've been wanting this for years. Just give it to me, please. Tracer said sexily.
No. I'm looking here at your chore sheet for the week, and you haven't done folding the laundry and taking out the trash, so no, you don't get it.
Her body was hot. She had a fever, and she could already feel the wetness in her panties. That's the sweat. Winston was in pure shock. I keep hearing typing.
It's Logan typing.
Yeah, Logan, move your microphone closer to your keyboard so we can hear every key press.
Okay, give me a sec.
It's really distracting. Oh, yeah, baby. Oh, yeah. Oh.
So are we reading an Ace Attorney fanfic next?
Well, I mean, Troy is coming on.
Oh, good idea.
He had never seen this side of Tracer before, but it only made his erection throb more. Before he could say anything, Tracer grabbed this massive gorilla cock.
Yep, called it.
It was 3 inches.
And stroked it gently. It was nearly the size of her forearm.
She's got small arms.
She has really tiny arms.
Wait a minute. Did you call that? Who was among you that called that?
No, I scrolled down.
All right.
Are you saying that you read ahead?
No, I scanned the document real quick, the same way you do.
You sinned.
You
have sinned in front of the Father.
You can literally just like scanning the document, like looking at it, see the words massive gorilla cocks.
Sin.
I like how I have your voice distorting yelling about massive gorilla cock.
Massive gorilla cock. Massive gorilla cock.
Did you get the snaps too?
Yeah. Yes.
And stroked it gently. It was nearly the size of her forearm. Okay. Winston let out a relief sigh and let her work a shaft.
Sigh.
Steve-O, I need you to respond to my message before I type more loudly at you.
She got down on her knees and started sucking on the tip. Just the tip? Teasing him.
Sometimes you just gotta work the tip.
That's where all the nerve endings are, or most of them.
Yeah, that first thing you said was not true.
That's why I corrected myself.
She couldn't wait any longer and engulf his entire cock in her mouth.
Oh.
She had no gag reflex. Oh, lucky. So she took his entire length down her throat. She bobbed her head up and down rapidly, making Winston moan.
Oh! Hey there. I need healing!
Hi there. Hi there. Hi there. Hi there.
Do you have any peanut butter?
My ultimate is ready.
It's about to be ready.
Oh, wait. Val, what was that fucking Beat Saber song? It was Zenyatta Experience My Balls.
Yes, it was called My Balls. Winston is about to get his ultimate ready because Winston never had any sexual experiences before, so he couldn't hold out much longer.
Okay. I guess next up will be me.
Sorry, I'm a bit of a quick shot, Lena.
Pew! Ow, my eye!
He's gonna shoot out his gorilla glue.
Lena, I'm gonna come. Oh, Bill!
Winston said before his man milk cannon exploded a nice thick coating of potential children down her throat.
Wow.
She drank all of it down hungrily like some ravenous animal. I love the taste. Love that tasted so good. I can't do the voice and read coherently at the same time.
Love that tasted so good.
Please tell me you're not done, are you? I sound more like what's her face from Gone with the Wind than I do Tracer, but I'll go with it.
Whatever shall I do? Wherever shall I go?
My dear, I love you. Let's remarry. Edited for seniors.
Didn't that movie have a war?
You've been warned. Oh, I like how we live in this world mutually, and it's separate from every other world that I live in. Where was I? Tracer said with a mix of moans. Now I can only imagine Tracer played by fucking Hans Moleman. Thanks, Dave.
Oh, Winston, give me that sweet gorilla bone.
Beautiful.
Oh my god. That's my new canon chip, is Hans Moleman is Tracer. And the woman from that weird ex-hamster vid who screamed, "Oh, Bill," is Winston. She took off her shorts and soaked panties to reveal her vagina.
Ah, yes.
It's just a waterfall now.
It gonna do what it gonna do.
It's gonna gush and sploosh.
Her folds glistening with fluid, not sexual terms.
I thought you were gonna say with fulgulence.
Is that like the scientific terminology for Folger's coffee?
No, it's, you know, the quantifiable science of folds.
Oh, so not Folger's coffee. Okay.
No, fulgulence.
That, I'm failing to see the difference here. It sounds like a term for Folgers.
Nothing comes closer to home. Oh, wait, that's Stouffer's. Shit.
Winston licked his lips eagerly at the fulgulence. There you go, Logan. And grabbed the jar of peanut butter and began spreading the, quote, creamy treat all over her pussy.
Wait, what? Is she trying to have a dog lick it or something?
No, she's trying to have a good time.
Having a good time, having a good time. I really don't think you're getting one.
It felt good against her since her clit was extremely sensitive. Don't insult it. Extremely sensitive.
So, hear me out on this.
No.
Doug Bowsette. Hear me out on this, Logan. Doug Bowsette.
Yeah, no, I get it.
This is so dumb.
No, Steve. Doug Bowsette.
He began to lap up the peanut butter, ignoring David's thing about Bowsette without hesitation, sending shivers all over Tracer's body. She moaned with immense pleasure as her monkey mate ate her out. In a matter of minutes, her pussy was licked clean of peanut butter. Who was in the boo box? Oh, it's not that. Somebody added dumb to the fucking image.
All right, so hear me out on this, guys. Dumb,
<It's>
Bowsette.
Dumb. I'll give you that one. Tracer's legs slightly trembled from the pleasure. Winston positioned...
Are you sure it's the pleasure and not her being allergic to peanut butter? She went to anaphylactic shock.
No!
Tomato, potato. Winston positioned himself to finally enter Tracer. She spread her legs wide like the tarmac at an airport. his penis being the plane, obviously.
Wow.
Choo-choo! Oh, wait, no.
Here comes the airplane! Open your second mouth, honey.
Mommy, I don't want to play this game anymore. I'm 34.
I am 34! Winston's XL party sausage slid into Tracer with help of all the lubrication from foreplay.
Well, I guess it is XL compared to, like, the cocktail weenie of the normal gorilla.
Exactly. He started out slow, making Tracer want his... full force.
I want your full force.
Hey there.
No, you can't handle it.
My ultimate is almost ready.
All right. Turn the fire hose on full blast, Peter. The faster he got, the louder she moaned.
Oh, Winston, you're an animal!
Well, yeah!
No shit, he's a gorilla!
I know. I did it.
Oh. Tracer moaned and giggled.
Tee-hee!
Winston more so focused on making her come than anything. Ah, there you go, Dave, you can identify.
Wait, what? Hold on, what?
Winston more so focused on making her come than anything. You said that you prefer to service people before getting serviced. You have something in common with this,
No, 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 no.
Also, why are the fucking emojis for this image? Dumb, David face, Matt face, Goro, and then the Hadouken. We're terrible. He never had sex before, but he knew how to do a fireball and how difficult it was to make a woman come from online videos alone. But he believed he could achieve this strenuous goal.
Just gotta believe in yourself.
Suddenly, Mercy and Anna stumbled into the bedroom drunk. They were aggressively and passionately kissing each other, not noticing the monkey and Brit's present. Logan and Sean, I need you to both make massively making out noises.
Logan.
Wait a minute, it's fucking Akko Taco, bro.
So, Steve, here's what you do. Take that audio, bump it really low so it's ASMR quality, and then just leave it in, but don't explain this part.
All right, I'm going to do dumb David face, Matt face, Goro, and then a fireball. Does that work?
Perfect.
Okay. They began undressing and caressing each other's bodies. Then they noticed the two occupants who were already in the room. Gott in Himmel! I'm so sorry, you two! We didn't mean to interrupt your coitus, Mercy said, slightly slurring. Her Swiss accent made it difficult to understand her.
This isn't a language, though.
No.
Fair point. Anna said nothing since she was too drunk to process anything at the moment.
We was.
Yeah. What, we was?
We was.
Anna. Oh, right. Anna said nothing since we was too drunk to process anything at the moment.
We was too drunk.
She just sat there playing with her breasts like a child.
What? No, 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 we're done. The story's over. Canceled.
It's okay, really. We're all partying here anyways. Heh. Tracer's voice squeaked slightly. Nervous of any other unwarranted guests bursting into the room to turn the whole ship into one big orgy.
Like the Normandy.
Kapow!
You two can continue your business with your monkey man. We will go somewhere else. Anna said
her soft... Why did you turn her into a freaking Frenchman?
I don't know. Anna said her soft, aged Frenchman voice soothed Winston and Tracer. Anna and Mercy then left the room. The sound of their... I was going to say hips. The sound of their lips smacking at each other still audible through the hall. I need the makeouts again, guys.
I have an uncomfortable erection.
There's your April Fool's posting next year. It's just an hour of Sean and Logan making out.
For real, real, or for play, play?
I don't know how much money you got.
$500 Patreon goal, a 3-minute video of Sean and Logan making out. Go now, ship them together.
$1,000, there's tit play involved.
How about $1?
Yeah, I'm in.
$2,000, Logan tops. $3,000, Logan tops more.
Tops more?
Where was I? Winston then got back to work, pumping in and out of Tracer. Her breasts jiggled vigorously with each thrust.
Lena, I think I'm going to come sometime soon. Maybe February, possibly March.
Lousy smarch orgasm. Can that be the episode title, Steve?
Yes, that's fine. Winston struggled to speak with the intense pleasure and work he was doing. Next up is... Next up is Sean, and then we'll go away and bring our guests in, and then Dave will read, and then everyone else will read, and then more people will probably read. This is dumb.
Winston, love, you can come inside. I want to come at the same time together.
Tracer moaned.
We can't have babies, so...
Wait. I want to point out, Riley, one of our most devoted and long-standing fans, he just came into the stream and says, I came into everyone tonguing their microphones.
You're welcome.
And if you want to hear more of that, Riley, just help us get to our $10,000 Logan Tops All goal.
Where was I? She came as she said this, but rewound her time so that she could come with her lover.
I don't think that's how it works.
I mean, it could for Tracer. I'll give him the benefit of the doubt on this one.
Winston had an idea. He called over Anna from the other room.
Hey, Anna! Get in here!
You football head.
Wait, Anna is played by Helga from fucking Hey Arnold?
Absolutely.
She walked over naked and confused. Mercy staring intently at the three, wondering what was needed this time.
Ooh.
Anna, I need you to give me a nano boost, Winston said.
Wait, he's gonna come like a shark and it's gonna propel out the back of Tracer's spine!
Yo, then she could just rewind time to where she has a spine.
Yeah.
Duh.
Stop thinking about it like a simp and start thinking about it like a person who wants to get fucked by a gorilla.
Yeah, Steve, use your galaxy brain for once.
Count the claps as laughs because I took a sip of water before you started saying that. God damn it.
Winston said, but as quick as he said it, he was shot with the boost.
Kapow!
He went into his primal rage.
Oh, I feel powerful.
Suddenly, Lucio skated in front and stole the nano boost.
God damn it.
Let's see, how else can we fuck this up with ultimates? Let's see, who else has support style ultimates?
Oh, the Orisa ult, so everything is plus like 50% damage.
Then Zenyatta rolls in, uses his ult, and makes everything move faster. And
so he comes repeatedly and the spine heals every time.
Exactly. Like, we're talking incredible power here.
Oh god, he's just gonna fuck Tracer into paste.
Isn't that really what everyone desires from sex, is to fuck their partner into paste?
No, it's really not.
He's like...
I know, Steve-O. Either you want to be fucked into paste or you want to fuck people into paste.
Okay, so let me go in order. Val, you finish. David, your turn.
Before all of this happens, Tracer just asks, why does my collar say fleshlight?
And Logan, you had something you wanted to say?
I already said it.
Okay, good. It'll be there in post.
Good job, everybody.
Great job. Keep going.
Great job.
Great job. He went into his primal rage and started thrusting into Tracer even faster and harder than before.
Wait, so he's like a really old arcade game from the mid-90s?
Winston! Ah! I'm gonna break!
That's not ah, that's on!
Non!
Non like bread?
I'm gonna
that's
break!
Non bread?
Oh, I could go for some naan bread.
Shh, dude, like, there's a really nice Indian restaurant near me, Steve, that if you want to go to, we can.
All right, fine. Let me finish.
Steve, can we go mini golfing? Do you like mini golf? Steve, do you like mini golf? Steve, answer the question. Do you like mini golf?
Steve and Dave, we have good mini golf around here. So, Dave, just come up.
Just move up.
Yeah, just move up.
Also have mini golf here.
All right.
Steve, I have two mini golfs near me.
Hang on a sec. Is there a mini golf podcast?
Welcome to Putt-Putt Anonymous. We go around the world figuring out which mini golf sizzles and which mini golf fizzles.
Best miniature golf podcast.
All right, how many episodes has it run for?
It's just a bunch of 20-year-olds recording their visiting of the Garrison fucking golf center, and every single hole is just, fuck!
Hang on, there's a podcast called Putting Around.
Fuck!
Hasn't been updated in 3 years.
Oh.
I'm not surprised.
This is prime real estate, guys.
I want to be done, Sean.
$2,000 goal. Sean! We buy the Putting Around podcast.
Sean, come on.
Moaned the helpless Tracer. She was about to pass out from the pleasure.
Sorry, I just imagined Sean, come on, moaned the helpless Tracer.
Sean, come on. Come on, come in me, Sean.
Come on, Sean, now. Come inside me, everybody, get together. Try to come together right now.
This is a shit show.
Yeah. Isn't that what you wanted?
Yes. Oh, don't make out now.
Lena, I love you.
Shouted Winston as his expanded dong exploded in her pussy.
Oh, no!
Kablam!
The firecracker went off.
It's like a hot dog when you microwave it too long.
Yes!
No, a potato when you microwave it too long.
No.
The hot dog. The hot dog.
That's why you gotta, slice into the penis so it doesn't explode.
Oh, yeah. Steve, let's make hot dogs when you're at my house.
That's why you need the slit.
Hold on. There's like too many divergent thoughts. I need Sean to finish, and then I need to talk to David, and then I need to figure out why you have to slice into a penis to keep it from exploding.
That's why you get a circumcision. It's like cutting in the hot dog before you fuck.
Oh, my God.
Otherwise, you get priapism.
That's right. I inject Brazilian wandering spiders directly into my scrotum whenever I'm about to have sex.
Sean, I'll make out with you if you finish.
I have a lot to go.
He'll finish if you make out with him.
Mmm. Huh. It was like an explosion of mayonnaise inside a taco.
Ew!
Who puts mayonnaise in a taco?
Really fucked up people.
Uncultured swines.
Tracer's eyes rolled back and her tongue stuck out of her mouth as she climaxed. She bit her tongue off.
All right, cool. Fun Google search.
No, save it. Save it. We have 2 minutes until we need
to
go away.
How much do gorillas come?
Probably not much.
The evolution of...
Oh, my God.
Logan.
The article is... It's entitled... The evolution of ape ejaculate.
That's great, honey. Sean, it's your turn to hold the stick. Please read.
Mayonnaise inside talk. Luckily, the music in the main room was loud enough to drown out their loud orgasms. Hello, cat.
Meow.
Tracer fell onto the ground shaking. Cum still poured out from her vagina.
Oh, no, she's having a seizure.
It's like rabies, but from the vagina. Forming a rather impressively sized pool of seminal fluid.
Not Olympic sized, but definitely therapy pool.
She passed out from the overload of pleasure. Winston was exhausted and fell asleep right next to her. Winston cuddled Tracer's small frame as the two lesbian doctors cleaned up the mess that was made out of courtesy.
Then they called animal control and Winston was taken away.
Bye there.
And his motherly instincts kicked in as she laid a large blanket over the two and turned out the lights. The next morning, Winston woke up and felt sore after his intense lovemaking with Tracer. He waked Tracer up gently. His touch was like a warm glove.
Made of latex.
He had to be gentle. He didn't want to end up like his cousin, Harambe.
God damn it!
Fuck.
Wow, still making Harambe jokes in 2019.
I know.
Yeah, there's no fucking way that this goddamn future gorilla has a cousin from the fucking 2000s or whatever.
This was published the day before my birthday in 2017, so gauge it as you will.
But no, like, Overwatch takes place in like 20s, 40 fucking something. When does Overwatch take place?
How long do gorillas live?
2070? No. All right.
No, okay, so if Winston was born when Harambe was killed, he would still be alive. Wait, you said 2070?
Yeah, 2070.
Oh, never mind.
No, he would be far dead. He would be one of those statues of the fucking gorillas at a putt-putt.
yes, the ever-popular Harambe hole.
Well, the entire chat is fucking littered with it right now.
Well, hang on a sec.
No, I'm not hanging on. We need to bring our guests in.
I think the most important stat on this article is that gorillas have the lowest value on the semen coagulation rating chart.
Good for them!
Wait, does that mean it's really runny?
Yeah, it stays runny.
Maybe?
All right, John.
Like, we don't know what the semen actual chart means, so we're
The semen coagulation is not given in units, so I don't understand.
10 pezones if you finish.
It's rated in mozzarella's.
No, it's mozzarella sticks.
Can we get vials of various semen from different primates and test them? Everyone except Reaper, who was sneaking out of the window. He fell out of the window and ran away out of embarrassment. The two went to the kitchen to find Mercy and Anna making coffee. The fresh smell of Folgers was in the air.
Son of a bitch!
Damn it!
The aroma of freshly made coffee was overwhelmingly yet welcome. Good morning, you two, Anna said in a sweet tone. Mercy was suffering an intense hangover and looked like she could kill anyone who dared to interrupt her coffee time. Winston and Tracer grabbed a cup for themselves and looked out on the rising sun, its gentle glow caressing them. If only they could be so grossly incandescent.
Author's note!
I need to be cleansed after writing this.
Me too. Thank you. We're gonna go now. Why is there a graph involving the fucking ejaculate and coagulation in the shame bucket?
Why wouldn't there be?
Oh, Jesus.
Did they test ejaculoid on the primates?
That's an excellent question.
So dumb. Also, you can back up from your mic like a tiny, tiny, tiny bit.
What if I don't want to?
But then you're just going to make out with Sean and Logan.
Hot.
When are you flying out from my house?
Huh? Me?
Yeah, you.
Couldn't be. Then who?
It's you.
Sorry. Couldn't
it's gotta be you.
Couldn't help myself. Oh, I'm flying out Monday.
Okay, so that means Sunday when we get in, or after we get in on Saturday or whatever. I don't know when we're actually going to get in. But we got to go mini golfing.
Oh, shoot. We still got the whole conversation about friggin' primate ejaculate. Whatever will I do?
I mean, I don't know if we can actually get any material out of that. I'm going to be reasonable.
You don't think we can get material out of ejaculate?
No, man. Our listeners listen for our intellectual oversight, not the ejaculate content.
You would be surprised.
Surprise!
Wow, it's almost like I was making a fucking joke. Woo!
So they come for our intellect, is what you're saying?
God damn it, Sean.
Exactly. That's the high-caliber, seminal quality jokes that we've got here.
Good evening. I'm here to tell you about the average aggregate semen coagulates.
Tell me more, Vincent Price, who is also not.
Tell me more about this monkey spunk.
Does he, like, have a car? Tell me more. Did you get very far?
Welcome, Troy and Miss Pouty. How are you folks doing tonight?
Tired.
Doing okay.
Good to have you back. Season 9 is a crazy friggin' mess, but I have obeyed your suggestion and not provided you with any Harry Potter tonight.
Thank God. Hooray. Thank you so much.
So we're going to read Harry Potter.
We're going to read a little-known Harry Potter character called Harry Potter.
Nope. Instead, we're going to ruin Keijo.
Keijo became ruined when it aired.
Oh, how dare you say that?
No, it's one of my favorite animes. It's been a while, but it came pre-ruined because they...
Came?
It's a joke.
Yeah, it's like dumb.
No, it's not dumb. It's not dumb. It's incredibly intellectual.
Okay.
Like, you have to ponder the physics of breasts.
Look, you have to have a really high IQ to watch a show about boobs and butts.
Yes, Logan, where's your galaxy brain now, huh?
My galaxy brain is realizing that things being dumb do not make them ungood.
No, dude, it ain't dumb because it has moves like butt vacuum cannon.
Uh-huh.
Jesus.
You're really selling me?
You're really selling me.
Never mind. I heard people talking and now there's no talking. David, it's your turn to read. You're on page one.
Okay, where's the link?
Where else would it be?
It's not in staff chat.
No, it's not.
Well,
there you go.
Who's good at show, huh?
Nice. Fuck up.
Hold on. Let me edit this time to make sure that I don't look like an idiot.
You can't.
Olympian gluteal chokehold. Story. Olympian gluteal chokehold. Story link.
Gluteal.
HTTP.
All right, you can skip all that. Just skip it.
Explicit. Status.
complete. Summary. What the fuck? Why did you do that?
No editing the thing.
Don't edit the thing.
I was just about to say you left the URL in there, so I was about to start reading it.
You asshole.
Summary. Nozomi's living both her dreams at once. Keijo is now an official sport in the 2020 Tokyo Olympics.
Hooray!
Unfortunately, Akira happened.
Oh, no!
Well, that happened in 2019, so this is a year after. They've already cleaned up.
We've got 2 months to clean this shit all up.
Yeah.
She has a fling with one of the swimmers from Japan, letting him live out a secret fetish that the world harbors for Keijo players. Nozomi's ass will change the course of the Olympic team's chances at victory. Chapter 1. Olympian. Gluteal.
Like, gluteal.
Olympian gluteal chokehold.
I'm Nozomi Kamishinashi, a professional Keijo player.
Okay, you are one of the few people I know who's been to Japan. You want to give that another go?
No. He's also watched the anime.
No.
A professional Keijo player. I got into the sport to make money, but the prestige that comes with it is nice too.
Mom.
Damn it, why is Nozomi Kamanashi played by Kickstarter Ron?
Because in the show she has a Kansai accent and her American voice actor has a southern twang to it because
Understood.
The Kansai accent is the equivalent of the southern twang. Oh, burn! I've been to Japan.
Hey, Steve?
Yes.
Can we watch Animal Soccer World for movie night, even though it's a video game?
Just watch the cutscenes.
I'll answer the question later.
Watch a Let's Play.
I never thought I'd get so much attention for my ass.
Yes.
But if you got it, flaunt it. I've been raising through the ranks, and I was declared enough of a prodigy to enter the 2020 Tokyo Olympics. They added it as a sport very recently, so I'm one of the first to represent Japan in the sport.
One of the first ones.
I'm one of the first ones to represent Japan in the sport.
Now, I don't know about you guys, but I think everybody that's ever been on the show, including the host, has a badonkadonk that could represent in the Olympics. Am I right?
I've been working out so much, I definitely do.
Okay.
I've done a squat once or twice.
Okay, that's two.
Yeah. And breasts.
I mean, Logan has the continental shelf, so...
Yeah, I've been known to be able to press some weights.
I've been known to crack walnuts with my ass.
I can actually,
Oh, no! You can?
I can clench my glutes so hard I can realign my tailbone and make it crack.
That's weird.
That's fucking hot. Nothing gets me hotter than chiropractory.
I mean... We should hang out more then, because I do it all the time.
Fucking come live in Florida, you clod.
Fuck no.
David's gonna clear off one of his monitors, and it's just gonna be Logan standing there constantly realigning his ass.
I'm just gonna Photoshop Logan's face onto that one dancer that makes everybody question their sexuality. What's the fucking guy's name?
I don't know.
Who? Gak?
No. I mean, yes, but no, not that one. Not that particular one.
Is Gak a dancer?
Yeah.
He's multi-talented.
He does a lot of things, I guess, yeah.
He's a dancer, he's a singer, he's a vampire. Like, that's a real thing.
Yeah, it's the standard Broadway triple threat.
Yeah.
Did you mean Psy?
No, it's not Psy either. Hold on, who is this guy?
No idea.
Ricardo Milos.
I need to look this up, but keep reading, Dave.
All right, so in the story where Nozomi's ass is like, what's up? A lot of my friends came along. But this is a story about my time in the Olympic Village. I knew that Tokyo was a huge city with all the modern amenities, and the Olympic Village was that. But even more so, it was a sports paradise. They had cram school right across from the hotel you stayed at when you were in the Air Force. No, seriously, there was a sign that said cram school, and I thought that was a joke, and it turned out to be a real thing. Like, in English, it said cram school, so it wasn't like cram school.
I get it.
What kind of school was it?
It was cram school. It said cram school.
Yes, Dave, you've thoroughly destroyed your own joke.
Steve, let's go to Japan and go to fucking cram school.
Oh my fucking God. Please.
Why would you go to cram school?
We wouldn't go in it. We would just hang outside of it. And, like,
it's
be like,
9:15.
We'd smoke cigarettes.
I want to read more about butts.
And boobs.
And boobs.
You should read really slowly so that Steve-O doesn't get a turn.
Don't tease me. Don't make me edge.
Tease him.
It was a sports paradise filled with fans and press and a whole lot of condoms.
Wait, what?
Yeah, it's what it says. Fucking a lot of condoms.
It's true.
I'd heard the Olympics were a randy place, but it's far exceeded my expectations. In the sport of Keijo, I trained my breasts and buttocks to the maximum limits of human potential. In the few years since I've started, I've actually put on a little weight, but it was done for my health. My muscles are toned enough that I can move with great dexterity on the land. But my trainer told me that if I didn't add some fat to my body, there is a risk of my muscles tearing and my body being in danger of being hurt.
I don't... What?
No, that's 100% true.
Huh.
My booty isn't as soft and plush as Nan's. But that's a great thing about Keijo. It accepts all body types. Even the plumper girls have a speciality.
Can you say plumper girls again?
Even the plumper girls have a speciality that can let them rise to the top of the ranks. The extra weight in my belly has made my breasts and hips plumper too, so I can hit harder and absorb more. Being a speedster has never been my one specialty. If you can land a large blow that can finish off most opponents you'll come across, it was on my...
Go back, read that.
That can finish off most opponents you'll come across. That was on my way to the Olympics that I met the man...
It was...
Shit. It was on my way to the Olympics that I met the man I wanted to have a casual fling with. A summer romance that would last through the Olympics. And end with... end when both are...
And end with both of them in the ground.
Oh, jeez.
It got dark fast. And end when we both returned to our individual sports. We were both set on our own goals. So I wasn't thinking there was any complication. There was... There to be. Yeah, I wasn't thinking there to be any complications. We were young and horny. And the Olympics committee was expecting that. His name was Iruta Ashima. He was... Wait, is this the guy from fucking Freeing or whatever it's called?
I don't know.
Pretty Boys Swim Good, I think is the American version of the name.
Pretty Boys... I don't know. Let me check my local library to see if they have Pretty Boys Swim Good. Oh, it's warning me that I might be put on a government list by searching. Thanks, Dave.
Oh, always a pleasure.
Gah.
Oh, the French... Iruta Ishima. He was a swimmer, and he had the body type expected of that kind of guy. Toned abs, shaved, messy hair, with a look that suggested he was hiding something, like a big floppy weenie. After making small talk with him just before the opening ceremonies, I looked up pictures of him of past swimming events. The outline of his cock was visible through his Speedos, and it was clear that he was packing something worth giving a lick. We exchanged phone numbers shortly after our first meeting, promising to keep others up to date of our progress. My first day ended with a gold medal against the Brazilian Keijo team. Their butts were something, but one strike from my vacuum butt cannon, and they were splashing into the water without a moment to pause. We were set to take on the American Keijo team tomorrow. It was a highly anticipated match, and I knew the cameras would be watching, probably so the American announcers could deliver some edited peacocking commentary later.
Yeah, they know us very well.
Ha!
I had to do so well that there was no way that they could spin the story that wasn't... Where I wasn't front and center.
Troy, you're up.
Okay.
Wait, was that the sound of a guitar?
No, that was the sound of the mic stand.
Oh. Why is your mic stand a guitar?
Yeah.
Do not judge. It is good.
It is good.
Okay, let's hope this works.
Back up a little bit.
Back up, back up.
What you gonna do
what
now?
What you do now?
I called over Ishima to my condo. He had won a silver and a gold medal that day, and his arms were exhausted.
So I expected him to give me a foot job instead.
Hey, man, whatever you're into, that's fine.
Yeah, yeah. Just wash your feet first.
Some people like to get that big toe fuck.
Like Logan.
What?
That's literally the opposite of what I would ever want.
Logan, quote, big toe fuck, unquote, Jenkins. You got your new name there, buddy.
Thanks, buddy.
All right, sorry.
You don't need to strum it.
He keeps dropping a piano on the reading.
I said that as long as his penis was in good shape, we'd be good for tonight.
It's a shame that it was in the shape of a two.
Hey, that's a shape.
Yeah?
Yeah.
I don't know if it's a good shape, but...
Well, curved penises, you just need to find the right position.
It's almost a question mark, Val.
And?
I don't want IKEA instructions in the bedroom.
No, like, unless you it actually makes it physically painful to get erect.
Why wouldn't it be physically painful to shove something shaped like a two in there?
Well, let's go back to the Yeti fanfic where the penis did a U-turn and see what that has to say about it.
Give me just a moment. I have to move my mic stand to be a little bit more accessible.
Ooh. This is the quietest the show has been all night.
So did the show just die?
Yep, we're done. Goodbye.
Hi there. Thanks for listening to Friday Night Fanfiction. Be sure to... I still want to read about butts and boobs.
The two of us sipped our sports drinks, sweating in the middle of the condo and sharing stories from the day. As the sun began to set, I went to take a shower, giving him a wink as I left the living room.
I walked out in the middle of his story. I didn't care anymore.
Wow.
He knew why I had called him here and looked for one of the five condoms he had brought with him. Very specific.
For his five penises. One for each.
You're really confident in your stamina, boy. The showers reminded me of my days back at the Keijo Academy. I'm lucky that so many of my friends were able to attend the Olympics with me, even if we went our separate ways for a while. We've got skills that can't be beat. For me, I'm expecting the Olympics to bring me even more money than before. Not only will I be seen by everyone in Japan, I'll be seen by everyone around the world. Of course, some stations around the world don't cover the Keijo matches at all. That's their loss.
Yeah, Christian programming, this is a clean channel. We're not going to talk about this no more.
We don't talk about Keijo on this Christian Minecraft server.
That's a good thought experiment. Like, what if Keijo was a real sport? And if that's the case, would it be seen...
Oh, it is absolutely the first X-Hamster or YouPorn or Pornhub exclusive sport.
This is something that has, like, a huge following. It packs stadiums. Let's translate that to real sports here in current times. What if that were the real thing? Would it be seen as immoral for all these bikini girls to butt vacuum each other?
It would be the same as beach volleyball.
You know what, David? Normally I would discuss this with you. I want to get back to talking about the sex.
Fine. I'm going to post a furry waifu for you in the not safe for work chat.
Go for it.
It's a really fun sport to watch. So many people tune in for the cheesecake. What?
Cheesecake?
Cheesecake is a colloquialism for fan service.
Oh, okay. I didn't know that. Thank you, Dave.
You're welcome. I am a smart cookie.
But I want real cheesecake.
Yeah, I want cheesecake too.
Yeah, fuck yeah. Fucking love cheesecake. Give me some more, please.
Hell
yeah.
Can we have both? Can I have cheesecake with my cheesecake?
Yeah, cheesecake shaped like fan service.
I want cheesecake and then some cheesecake. Wink, wink, nudge, nudge.
Yeah, it's just dessert time.
Yeah, that's the Logan way.
A cheesecake sandwich?
Steve, let's go to Cheesecake Factory.
And have anything but cheesecake.
No, you gotta get some cheesecake. They have.
Yeah, I gotta order the wings.
No, I want the butt cheesecake.
Oh. Wow.
Butt cheesecake, please.
So many people tune in for the cheesecake and eventually become so invested in the sport itself that they become fans of us, supporting us wherever we go. I dried off with a towel and grabbed a small bottle of lube on the way out. I had already flushed my butt out earlier in the day and was going to offer...
Great terminology!
I'm not really into, like, this where it's going, so...
It doesn't go in that direction, Dave.
She flushed her butt out.
Yeah!
It needs to be hygienic.
Yeah.
Yeah, I suppose. Nobody wants poopy dick.
I'm going to continue now.
If you want to do it in the butt, you have to, you know, be able to deal with a tiny bit of poop specks on my dick.
Great! Keep going!
Thank you! You're welcome.
That's what the five condoms are for.
Keep going! Yeah.
I had already flushed my butt out earlier in the day and was going to offer Ishima a gift that was spoken of in whispers around the Keijo scene.
Is it a butt job?
Probably. As long as she doesn't squeeze too hard so it snaps his dick off.
She's gonna anal vor him.
Exactly.
All right, I'm curious now.
Don't anal vor me. Do not anal vor me.
He had been the first to say it directly to me. At first, I giggled, but then I came around to the idea. It would be fun for me, too.
Yes.
I can get a good butt workout.
Anal vor is very fun for all involved.
I want to have anal sex with a Keijo athlete, he said. Whip your hips across mine.
And break them.
I thought it sounded like fun. All the training I had gone through to reach this point in my sporting career meant that my ass was more receptive to anal than most.
I'm not sure that's how it works.
I had never had it before, except fingering it myself while masturbating. But compared to what I had done in school, letting a dick in there for a few minutes would be super easy.
You said butt.
Troy, just warning you now, this is going in the blackmail folder the next time you request me as a reference for an upcoming job.
Why do you think I never put you on as a job reference?
Woo!
That is your loss, sir.
I mean, you're the one.
I'm the one what?
You're about to record this too. You want to put him down for a reference?
Hell yeah, I'll put Steve-O down for a reference.
What about me? I hold some weight.
But Dave, I thought you'd been working on that. You're looking great these days.
Aw, you guys have called me fat.
Well, no, he does hold on some weight. Like, he can lift 25s and...
35s.
Yeah.
But compared to what I had done in school, letting a dick in there for a few minutes would be super easy. Could probably make me cum, too. A good pre-match orgasm to clear my mind before whooping America's ass with my ass.
I like the enthusiasm.
Very nice and appropriate sexual DLC for Metal Wolf Chaos.
I entered the room and tossed aside my towel, revealing my bare body. While we never did Keijo naked, it's a well-known euphemism in the industry that naked Keijo.
Ooh. Oh.
Means lesbian sex among Keijo players.
Does it?
Apparently.
I mean, I didn't know that, and I'm a fucking expert on that shit.
Then you're not that expert. It's well known.
Everybody switch to the shame bucket because,
No!
Hear me out on this. Hear me out on this.
I will do whatever it takes to maintain my erection.
Anyway, please continue, Troy.
Okay.
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 Remembering how hard Sayaka's nipples and clit could get is making my pussy wet. And that's not even the part of me that I want to get fucked tonight. There's enough condoms, so maybe after I let him taste my legendary butthole, he can give the front a try.
I mean, if he wants to eat ass, that's fine too.
Oh, man. It's funny making you read this. That's all.
I'm sure. He had already stripped down and was sitting on the middle of the bed with his hard cock pointing upward, beckoning me towards it like a pink-topped lighthouse.
That's backwards.
Wow. No, that's the boat. The lighthouse just lights up.
She's making the boat noise because she's approaching the lighthouse.
In this particular instance, the lighthouse is his penis.
Yeah.
She's Bodie McBraw face again.
Oh, that's so hot.
He had shaved down there.
I mean, swimmers usually do.
Making it look kind of strange, but that's what I expected in the world of swimming.
There you go.
What do you mean looking strange?
Even his balls were smooth, damn.
It looks a little weird when it's naked like that.
Real talk, trying to shave your balls like down to the nub, very painful, very easy to cut.
Oh yeah.
Yeah.
Good way to nick yourself.
Yeah. They usually get it waxed at that point.
Must have hurt getting all of that off. But if that means it'll slide in my ass smoother, I'll take it.
I don't think you're going to put your balls in her ass.
You've never seen porn where they shove their balls in the ass?
Does he typically have hair on his penis?
Why did you pin that to a private chat, you idiot?
It was an average dick in terms of length and girth, with the only notable thing being the bright red color of his glands. The shape looked perfect for my anus.
Hot diggity.
The shape looked perfect for my anus.
Is she implying that this dude has the same, like, mythical cock from the anime porn Discipline?
Not familiar.
Maybe.
Sure. Whatever you say, Dave.
He's...
For those who are unfamiliar, in the anime porn Discipline, there's this guy who goes to this school full of, like, people who control the world, and that's a really stupid plot point, but whatever. And he gets in because he has a cock that can
expand itself to be perfect for any woman he fucks.
Wonderful. Keep reading. You have one sentence.
He slipped on the condom with the same gusto I used changing into my competition swimsuit.
In my head, he slipped like on a banana peel.
In my head. In my head. Zombie.
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 You can see that girl's nipples in that video, so that's pretty nice.
That's fine.
All right, Palady, you're up next. And based on how late we're running, we'll probably do another just two of the guests and we'll call it a night.
Did you mean running, running, and running, running,
no.
Running, running,
running, don't running, get it started. Running, 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 and running, running, and running, 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 running.
All right, all right. I
made sure to lube up, but take it easy in there, I said. My butt's stronger than an average athlete's. But it isn't invincible. If it tears, I can't give it 100% for tomorrow's matchup. Is this the same Nozomi Kaminashi's bottom that performed the vacuum butt cannon? He asked, looking in awe of my ass.
At my ass.
At my ass. It's a real work of art, I said.
Yes, it is. Thank you for complimenting my ass.
You are very welcome. So many faces and boobs have met their ends with this tush, but never a dick.
This is very true.
Just gonna snap it off.
Clean.
I'm your first? Asked Ishima. First man, yeah, I replied. We were going to do this reverse cowgirl.
Oh.
He wanted to get a good look at my ass while his cock was in there.
He wanted my ass to be dilated at least 4 inches so he could look up it while having sex with me.
And I would gladly oblige.
Oh, Jesus.
I rubbed the lubed up insides of my ass crack against his penis, pushing down his foreskin and shuddering from the body temperature stickiness flowing between my ass and his prick. I could feel the heat slowly building between us.
Push.
Making my nipples stand on end and my clit begin to appear from its hood. Watching his cock spring back and forth at the mercy of my hips was fun. I bent down a little more.
Wait, what's Mercy doing in this fanfic?
She's pretending she's French, but with a Swiss accent.
I bent down a little more and pushed my ass cheeks against his balls. He told me to back off because the pressure on his scrotum quickly became too much for him to bear.
Rawr.
Wasn't aware guys were so sensitive down there. Maybe that's why there isn't a version of Keijo for guys.
Wait, on his scrotum?
Apparently she's anal varring him, really.
Their weapons are too weak to take a pounding like we can. After teasing his dick and making sure it was as hard as possible, I wiggled my puckering anus against his glands, preparing to slam down on his cock.
What if there was a version of Keijo, but it was all guys who had elephantitis in the nuts?
You know, I'm thinking it's like the South Park episode where they all had giant testicles and they were bouncing on them.
Yeah.
All the hippity hops.
Yeah. It'd be good.
Oh, well, there you go.
And if they fell into the pool, they would just float up balls first. It's a good visual. How's it feeling there? I said. Really hot and tight, he said. The further he got into my hindquarters, the more room he had for his cock to move around.
He ended up making his apartment in my ass.
But the entrance was where I could flex my muscles and work my magic. With the entrance of my rectum clamped tightly around the base of his dick, I was prepared to give him a once-in-a-lifetime sexual experience.
A blumpkin.
Ew.
I don't think you can give someone a blumpkin while you're fucking them in the ass.
You're obviously not trying hard enough.
No, Logan, the person who is doing the dumping is the one that is getting the blumpkin, so...
Yeah, but you can't suck their dick, because her ass is on it.
Yeah, it's her fucking butt vacuum cannon.
Analvore!
I didn't need to do anything at the moment. Just letting my butt breathe pushed his dick in and out, sliding across the ring of my anus with a pleasantly smooth motion. Anytime you want to come, let loose. I don't think you'll be able to last that long inside this rump, I said.
Rump. Such an ego about one's posterior.
We'll see about that, said Ishima. I didn't get here by slacking off. I bounced up and down on his cock, slowly at first.
Boing, 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 boing.
Yeehaw!
Sorry, our whole microphone is just falling off.
Sounds like you guys are having a load of fun over there. Both talking about the anal sex and dealing with recording equipment issues.
All right. Before you continue reading, I am going to drop for the episode, but I appreciate you guys both. Thank you for coming on to the show. Love you both. You guys are great. This has been an excellent episode.
please visit the Know Your Meme page for hentai quotes because it's fucking hilarious.
Night, David.
My hand is now the mic stand, so woo. I bounced up and down on his cock, slowly at first. I was sizing up what he could do. While swimmers were known for their toned butts, they were never used in water combat like us. The extra fat on my ass was stronger than any muscle on his. That's
not how that works.
No, that's very wrong.
Now she can contract her fat.
Sure. I loved the way he moaned as I bounced up and down on his dick, bringing his glands further into the depths of my butthole. It felt good having something in there, something warm and throbbing and lubricating me inside with gooey pre-cum. I wanted to turn around and start playing with his nipples, but pivoting with a dick inside my asshole would twist his cock. It wouldn't be good for either of us, so I kept looking at the door of the condo, thinking about the upcoming competition.
Wow! So on and twos, like, oh, what should I make for supper?
This was so good! Huh, what's happening tomorrow?
What should I wear?
What will he wear? There was no rule in Keijo that said a player couldn't have semen leaking out of her bum as she took to the field. I may even be the first one to do so. Hot diggity.
All right, Troy.
My thoughts became more scrambled as the rhythmic poundings of his dick inside my ass escalated. The condo was filled with our moans and the sounds of flesh hitting flesh. His dick sliding through my ass, my breast slapping against my body. That's not a complete sentence.
Too bad.
I was feeling white hot, numb to anything but pleasure that began in my butthole and spread to the rest of my body. I had the stamina to do this for a while. I only knew it was going to end once we both came.
Yes?
Traditionally, yes.
I mean, traditionally one person?
At least one person.
At least.
Yeah?
No fewer than one.
Sometimes it happens that nobody.
Yeah, it happens, but that's okay.
His hands grasped. That's such a hard word to say. Grasped my ass, kneading the flesh of my cheeks in his warm palms. He loved the soft feel of my butt and complimented me on how pleasurable it felt. He looked straight ahead at my anus, watching his cock shaft slide up and down, pulsing as it went. His balls began to shake.
No.
That's not how that works.
Maybe, like, not doing anything.
This sounded like egg shakers.
Like a Newton's cradle.
His balls began to shake, and his foreskin and condom-covered penis thrust all the way up my butt, preparing to splurt out. I'm gonna come. Your ass is so damn good. He said.
Can I get a more natural read of that line?
You want a more natural read?
Yeah.
Can we get it just that and then have it, like, as a ringtone?
I'm gonna come. Your ass is so damn good.
Yeah,
that's better.
That's not bad.
Oh, yes, baby. Nice cannonball, honey.
Aunt.
Now, do it upside down and backwards.
Me too, I said. Time to finish this. Vacuum butt orgasm!
Oh, God.
I didn't want to let him go. Without thinking about it, my rectum clamped down on the middle of his shaft halfway through a thrust. I squeezed as tight as I could, holding him for orgasm. Tension of the moment was broken when he let out a pained yelp, followed by his orgasm. He continued jizzing as he pulled his cock and the slowly filling condom out from inside me. My butt now felt empty and hot, still pulsating as I achieved my own climax. It was different from the orgasm I'd felt during Keijo.
Alright, sorry it's a tangent, but my dog is an idiot.
Yes, he is!
What'd he do this time?
He thought he needed to go out and poop, and he went over to the tree where he normally does that, and then let out a 5-second long fart.
Oh, like, Chalmers.
If I weren't in the middle of doing a show, I would be impressed. As it stands, I'm just like, are you fucking serious, dude?
And how much grass did you feed him?
None grass. Okay? I can assure you I'm not starting a marijuana farm in my dog's stomach. Anyways, where were we? Talking about anal orgasms? All right, here we go.
It was spreading through my entire body. I teased my asshole with my fingers, feeling how it had expanded to swallow his cock.
So you used your fingers to sign language that your asshole is small and inadequate?
I couldn't indulge in the pleasure forever. When I turned around, Ishima was rubbing his cock, looking at the shaft and letting out painful cries.
Ah! Ah!
What's the problem? I asked. You bruised my dick! Ow!
Whoa, I missed a lot!
Your ass is way too strong, Kaminashi. I've never had sex like that. Sex isn't a cajo match, seriously, he said. I'm sorry, I'll go get some ice, I said. He didn't tell the Olympics medical staff the cause.
He actually told me that he fucked the Hot Pocket instead.
That's Kaminari, not Kaminashi.
Ha! That's still one of my favorites, though.
All praise the Hot Pocket.
The most flexible fleshlight.
Thankfully, it was no worse than a bruise from intense masturbation.
Neither have I.
That's not the same.
I mean, okay, women I can understand getting a bruise in the residual area just from repetitive pounding, but
depending on, you could apply the same logic to men.
I've never seen a bruised dick.
I've never seen a bruised dick either.
Yeah.
I don't want to put that in my Google history.
I will take the plunge.
Y'all want to look up eggplant penises again?
I'm good.
I've already started.
I'm going to continue reading.
The number one search result, purple penis, why it happens and what to do.
Yep.
He would be okay within a day.
Oh, what the fuck? The first few pictures, like, is because it's a bruise on the leg or something that looks like a penis. How disappointing.
I had a coworker who was snowboarding one time, and he forgot to jump onto a rail, and he basically landed groin area first, stomach area, on the box that he was trying to get onto, and it spread from, like, his abdomen all the way down his thighs. Like, the entire area was one gigantic bruise.
Jesus.
Yeah, I had that happen, but on my bike.
I'm gonna continue reading now.
Yeah, you just keep charging forward. You're more professional than we are.
He would be okay within a day, but having to sit out one of his swimming matches meant that Japan won exactly one less gold medal than predicted that year. It was the second most embarrassing penis-related incident for Japan after Ogita at the last Summer Olympics.
I don't get it.
One hell of a story, isn't it? For the record, my team did end up winning the gold against the States.
Oh, that's anticlimactic. I was hoping for another penis pun. All right, Pouty, you have had to endure Troy so many times for recording. You get to ruin him now by reading Phoenix Had to Suck a Lot of Dick to Get His Badge Back by Dick Gumshoe.
No, it's Gum Dickshoe.
I'm sorry, Gum Dickshoe.
So, along with that surge, there was an article called Top 10 Most Common Sex Injuries. And, you know, like broken penis, carpet burns, pulled muscles, and then there's cat attack. Oh no.
So I also searched that, and in my images, I just got some bruised balls and then some purple mushrooms.
Oh, dude. So. Gross. Bruised balls are fine.
They're fine.
Speak for yourself. I don't think I would want that.
I'm just going to go all the way. Bruised asshole.
Oh, yeah. No, there's lots of those.
Yeah.
Perianal hematoma.
Yeah.
Wonderful.
I feel like a lot of it would be like broken tailbones, though.
Or prolapses.
Ooh. Yeah, you don't want that, though.
God, he'd missed me so much.
God, he'd missed him so much.
He'd missed him so much. His scent. The noises he made, like, no, and yeah.
That spelling is very close to a word that we don't say.
Uh-huh.
Yeah, ooh. But it's not there.
I know.
His delicious cock filled with the scent of being overseas for so long.
Wait, what?
Yummy, yummy prosecutor smegma.
Yummy, yummy prosecutor smegma. All right.
Nicely aged dick cheese, finally cultivated in foreign European countries.
No.
No dick cheese. Wash your dick.
These are all words, but they don't belong together. Edgeworth hadn't even had a moment to shower from the moment he touched down back in America. Parentheses. 3 days straight of AA investigations does that to a man. Close parentheses. So his dick cheese was like a blossoming growth.
Ew.
Bursting from his foreskin in a manner similar to slime mold.
Or a blooming onion from Outback Steakhouse.
Oh no.
Thank God I don't eat those because I never would again. Speaking of Edgeworth's foreskin, Phoenix's lust-addled mind couldn't help but marvel at how much it looked like his cravat, all wrinkly, with distinctly shaped folds. Yep, that's what those should be.
I don't want on this ride anymore.
Nope. You can't get off until the ride is over.
Phoenix took a deep breath of Edgeworth's musk, like a cheese connoisseur sniffing at cheese to determine its flavor.
I mean, it's dick cheese, so...
He was ready to swallow the prosecution's, quote, key evidence, unquote, yet again.
Would it be more like brie evidence?
That's good.
That's not good.
That is, I love brie.
No, that's not gouda.
That joke is too cheesy for me.
You didn't even try.
No, I didn't.
Steve-O, you disappoint me.
Good. That's what our marriage is built on. Disappointment.
Let's divorce again.
He inhaled Edgeworth's massive donger like a drowning man inhales water.
I swear that sentence was written by David.
Y-S. Phoenix. I see that mouth of yours isn't just good for bluffing after all. You're such a naughty, naughty defense lawyer. Edgeworth cooed down at him. Objection. Those letters don't work together. Phoenix mumbled around a mouthful of cock. That single line sent Edgeworth over the edge.
Worth.
And he's
about to break.
And he screamed, "Hold it!" as he came onto Phoenix's face. Distantly, Phoenix wondered if Emma's testing kit would make the cum splattered on his face glow under a blacklight.
Good question! Next question!
It would!
I'm a very spooky ghost.
It also shows potato starch.
Okay, so I shouldn't eat a bunch of french fries beforehand.
Well, not just that, but also if you have mochi or something, that's got potato starch on that, around it, so it doesn't stick to things. Fun baking fact.
Yay!
Still panting, Phoenix indicated for Edgeworth to come closer, so he did, expecting a post-coital kiss. Instead, Phoenix promptly grabbed Edgeworth's stupid cravat and wiped the thick, gooey cum off his face with it. Now Edgeworth could cultivate the cum left on his cravat, just like he cultivated his dick cheese over the years.
Years?
Like a cum sock, but instead of a sock, it was a pretentious piece of cloth instead.
Oh,
no!
This writer, my socks are very pretentious. In the months that passed, sometimes when Edgeworth was packed with cases and didn't have time to eat during work, he'd suck on his cravat to absorb the nutrients, thinking back fondly on his time with Wright.
And then he got sick.
Of course, that was not his only liaison. Is that spelt right?
Yeah.
Okay. Liaison with the defense lawyer. Every time they'd meet up, Wright would wipe the results of their lovemaking on Edgeworth's one cravat. His one. He only owns one.
But he couldn't afford another.
Thanks. Every time, Edgeworth would lovingly secure the cum within the folds of his cravat, making sure the precious liquid remained moist and suitable for tasty bacteria to grow.
Jesus.
He was addicted to slurping the moldy cum from his cravat.
Emma
was addicted to eating
Snackoos?
Is that like Dunkaroos?
That's the kind of pica you should see a specialist about, because this is not healthy.
Yeah.
It's like the cum box from Reddit.
He couldn't wait for Wright to get his attorney's badge back so they could face off in court again, so that when Wright shouted at him from across the courtroom, his spittle would land on Edgeworth's cravat, seasoning the Le Sperme de Edgeworth established 2019.
Great. Thanks so much for reading that.
Wow.
Yeah, thanks for giving that to me to read. That was informative.
Something like that.
Thanks, Troy, for being in the fic.
Objection?
Well, thank you, first of all, to Troy and Miss Pouty for A, tolerating us, and B, being guests on the show. I think, repeat customers. Also, what the hell? Who's calling me?
Your mom?
Not me this time.
It's not me this time. It's probably
not
your mom.
Not me this time.
It's me.
Oh, it's my brother. Hold on a second. Hold on.
Special guest.
Hey, I'm doing my radio show. Can I call you back in 5 minutes?
No.
Okay, bye,
dude.
Radio show. That's a generous term.
Everybody should say congratulations, because he just turned 21.
Woo!
Yay.
He's old enough to drink and ruin his life with alcohol now.
Oh, thank God.
I mean, he's already legal to drink in Canada.
Yeah. But he wasn't in Canada. Anyways.
Well, that's his loss.
Actually, I think this is your fourth time being on Pouty and your eighth time being on Troy.
Yeah.
Who's on Pouty?
Hmm? Huh?
You said it's the fourth time being on Pouty.
Being on the show.
Being on
the show.
Pouty.
Pouty.
Yeah, on Pouty.
Wink.
Oh. Do you not understand? It has the smack.
Do not try to explain English syntax on the show. Please, God. Do not try to. Stop.
Or don't.
Am I incorrect? Have you only been on three times?
Oh, no, it's been four. This is four.
Okay, good.
The first time was accident, so this is like the third official time.
If you request no more dick cheese, I will do my best to do that, but I may or may not throw in Harry Potter.
We'll do our best to put in more dick cheese.
Only more dick cheese. Can I request that?
Sure.
Well, unless it's Richard Cheese fan fiction.
Yeah.
I wonder if there is any, but good to always have you guys on show, not on particular people.
Oh, you never know.
Why not both? Two things can be true.
Let's do a pileup.
And thank you very much to our genital guardians. Afrohawk, Alexander Grass Dragon Corbett, Cassandra McCarthy, David's excellent review of Forza Horizon 3, Discuss, Dizdon Plays, Epidel, Evan Balmel, Matthew J, Pope Sloth XVII, Richard Pryor, the fifth least fuckable egg salad sandwich in the gas station, The Waffle, Try Winston's Gorilla Call seals your gasket guaranteed. And Yaloy, and our Bulgay beneficiaries. An extra special thanks to Advent Dawn, Michael Fouch, Miri, Sarah for the win, and Wage. As somebody without a foreskin, I don't think I've ever had a smegma buildup, so I'm in foreign territory here.
Well, if you had, there would be huge cause for worry.
While you clean.
Right. I mean, I do clean, I think, often enough. I'm not sure. Like, is once every 3 to 5 days adequate?
Are you only showering once every 3 to 5 days?
No. That's once every 2 weeks.
Hi there. Thanks for listening to Friday Night Fanfiction. Be sure to check out FridayNightFanfiction.com, where you can sign up to be a guest on the show, submit fanfictions for us to read, and join our Discord server to hang out with us. All backing music used in Friday Night Fanfiction is available via Overclocked Remix at ocremix.org. Be sure to check them out for over 3,000 fan arrangements and 60 fan arrangement albums of free video game music. Ending credits music, Koopa Nova by Diodes. Opening musical credits, Nutritious, Castles in the Sand. We hope you enjoyed listening to this, and we'll catch you next episode.